Hello and welcome. It's Christy here, back again for another episode. This is the podcast where I talk about my life, the joys, struggles, heartaches, successes, and celebrations of life while living with cerebral palsy and other chronic health conditions. What does it mean to be human? I'm still cultivating that definition for myself. However, I can tell you for much of my life, showing up as my authentic self and being human did not feel safe and wasn't acceptable by society's standards and expectations. Being human means being willing to experience and express the full range of thoughts and emotions that move through our bodies on a daily basis, even if only to ourselves. This is hard to do because as a society, we are taught and conditioned to deny and hide our true experience. We are taught, and in my opinion, almost expected to push away and down anything that does not consist of positivity, hopefulness, ambition, willingness, etc. We pay a high price as humans as a result of that expectation. I know I have and do. So I'm here to break the stereotype, the expectation, and to give myself the permission to speak my authentic truth as best as I can. I feel a great deal of sadness in my soul. And one of the reasons I am continuously trying to deny it and push it away is because it's not easy to describe and identify all the reasons why or give a concrete answer to someone when they ask me, well, what are you sad about? That's not an easy question to answer, and because there's not just one or two answers, and I have a paralyzing fear of being difficult, too sensitive, etc. When the feelings start to bubble up to the surface, I do everything in my power to push them back down again. There's a level of shame there. If I can't answer a simple question, then I must be overreacting. When my brain in some form or fashion causes me to feel like my experience is invalid. But the truth is, I've been feeling this pervasive sadness for much of my life. That's almost 42 years of built-up, pent-up pain that has had nowhere to go, and so I store it in my body. It seeps out from time to time, and I am once again thrown onto the shame wheel because I am behaving and feeling in a way that society tells me is unacceptable and inappropriate, especially because I often cannot provide a simple answer as to why. But what if you or I lived from a place where we didn't have to justify? We allowed our bodies, heart, and soul to experience what it's asking to experience in the moment. What if there was a way for us to let go of all the expectations of what we deemed appropriate? And what if, as human beings, we showed up in our lives with compassion, empathy, and understanding instead of judgment when we saw another human being hurting and struggling? I genuinely wish that I felt comfortable expressing my feelings, if only in private. I'm working on it. Therapy helps, and I do have an amazing team. And even though I have begun the journey and come so far, the paralyzing shame and disgust I feel internally at times as a result of how I feel only makes things harder and more painful. I don't want to live by the subtle and not so subtle expectations of society as to how I should behave and engage in a world when it comes to authenticity. So here's my truth. I hurt. I am profoundly sad for a multitude of reasons. And I'm choosing for now to allow myself to process all the pain that I have carried for years. I am doing this slowly and lovingly. There is no timetable. There are no expectations. I'm not going to hurry through this because I want to give myself the time to truly heal, to take a step back away from all the expectations and pressures that this society brings, and just heal and take care of myself. With that knowledge, I know that there will be messy moments, but I also know that there will be beautiful ones as well. I have never truly taken the time to put myself first, to shut off all the noise, and just be, and truthfully, it's a little terrifying. What if it hurts too much? What if I feel like I can't handle it? What if it feels like it will go on forever? Those are the thoughts that go through my head and scare me and try to convince me not to go on this journey. But my therapist said something beautiful the other day. She pointed out that I already hurt. I just don't acknowledge it to myself and want others to see. Maybe by having the courage to go on this journey, I will be able to heal the pain inside of me once and for all, and not just live with it and have it percolating around somewhere deep down inside of me, pretending it doesn't exist. And honestly, I can't think of a more courageous journey to embark on. And if people want to judge me and others for having the courage to take care of themselves and heal, that says more about society and other people than ever about you. And so if you're living with unprocessed pain and heartache, and honestly, we all are on some level, I invite you to even contemplate having the courage to step back and take the time you need to personally heal without the noise of a very busy, judgmental world. Easier said than done. I am no expert. I just write and talk about many things that society often sees as taboo. I am on the journey from which I speak. I have been for a while. Sometimes I start and stop. Sometimes I get scared. Sometimes I feel judged. But upon reflection, I am often judging myself. All of this is okay, as at the end of the day, we are all human and doing the best we can to navigate life in an imperfect society. Take care of you today and wherever you are on your own journey of life. Know that you're not alone. Pain, joy, fear, happiness, and everything in between is a human experience. Allow yourself to acknowledge what is moving through you, no matter what it is. Until we meet again, sending love, peace, and healing to all.